The question always comes up, when should I change my guitar strings? Some players say, oh, you should do it every 2 weeks. Other players say once a month. Other players say once a year. Some players don't change their strings until they break. So to help you answer the question for you, when should you change your guitar strings, I want to share with you three signs that indicate you should probably start thinking about changing your guitar strings. The first sign is that they become tarnished or dirty, and I'm talking visually. When you look at your guitar strings, if you see that they have changed color, if you see that they're dirty, if you see that dirt has built up into the wound strings, it's probably time to change your strings. Now, the interesting thing here is, you might say, well, that's obvious. Actually, not so obvious, because it takes some time for strings to actually get dirty. If you're looking at your guitar every day, you might not actually perceive that they're getting dirtier and dirtier by the day. But I can assure you, if you check out this picture, you'll see a new set of strings right next to an old set of strings, and it's pretty striking how different they actually are. So if you think your strings are dirty, best to actually change them, because it'll actually totally improve the tone. The next sign that your strings probably need a change is that they sound really dull or really crummy. Now, you might be thinking, well, how do I know if my guitar sounds dull or crummy? Because again, it takes time for your strings to kind of lose their life. So you might not realize your guitar sounds quite dull or quite crummy. But here's a little video that I made to help you out in deciding, okay, is my guitar really sound dull or is that just the nature of the guitar? I actually took a guitar with old strings, recorded it, and then changed the strings and recorded the same guitar. And I think you'll be able to hear the difference in old strings versus new strings. So here's that video. Full disclaimer, that video was recorded some time ago and you saw a much less tattooed Tony with much shorter hair, but that's not the point. The point is that when you back-to-back compare those sets of strings, you've got the old set versus the new set, what I noticed and what was pretty striking to me was that the new set has this added shimmer, it has this added clarity and almost articulation that the old set doesn't have. So if you think your guitar's not shining through as much as it should, maybe it's time to change your strings. And the last sign that you should change your strings actually leads me to the three B's. And that is, if the strings break, it's probably time to change the whole set. If the strings buzz, chances are the strings are getting old and a new set will fix that buzz. And if the strings have BO, and I know that sounds a little odd, but it's true. If you have stinky strings, chances are you've sweat on them, other people have sweat on them, They're just old, so you should probably change them. And I actually was just reminded of this recently. I was in a guitar store. I played an old vintage guitar, and I got home, and I kind of was doing this. I was reading something or watching something. I was like, what is that smell? And it happened to be the strings. There was kind of this old tarnished smell. So if your strings are stinky, go ahead and change them. Which leads me to a realization. You know, some guitars actually sound better with dull strings, and that's totally fine. So when it comes to changing your strings, you have to be the one to decide. There's no direct schedule that you need to follow. If your guitar sounds good, it is good. If your guitar sounds better dull and you like the way it sounds dull, then don't change your strings at all. If you like that nice crispy shimmer, change your strings often. It's ultimately up to you, and hopefully those three signs will help you find your way through navigating that whole question, should I change my strings or not? Now, last week on Acoustic Tuesday, you listened to Alexa Rose. You also learned some outdoor survival skills for your guitar during camping season, and we took a look at my new favorite strap button, the Waverly strap buttons. This week on Acoustic Tuesday, you've already learned when you should change your strings. You're gonna listen to a calming folk duo, and we're gonna read a book about a lost photo. All that and more right after this. I'm Tony Policastro, and this is the Acoustic Tuesday Show. Guitar geeks, unite. Welcome to Acoustic Tuesday, episode number 98. This is the show where you're going to learn about acoustic guitar gear, discover acoustic artists, and get inspired to live your very best acoustic life. As with all episodes of Acoustic Tuesday, I'm going to dive right in to my guitar geek list for the week, and I am pumped because this week the guitar geek list contains some very special things and even some curveballs and surprises I'm going to be throwing your way. But before I dive in, we need to get to some guitar geek trivia. So here is your question for the day. On June 20th, 2019, David Gilmour of Pink Floyd auctioned off 127 instruments from his collection. Which acoustic instrument fetched the whopping sum of $1,095,000? Was it A, a 1958 Gibson Country Western, B, a 1963 Gibson Everly Brothers J180, C, a 1971 Martin D1228, or D, a 1969 Martin D35? Go ahead and ponder that question, and at the end of the show, I'll be sure to give you the answer. Before we dive into the rest of the show, Acoustic Tuesday is brought to you by Tony's Acoustic Challenge. Are you tired of playing the same handful of things over and over? With Tony's Acoustic Challenge, you'll have more fun with your guitar while getting better in the process. This is done with an innovative method I call dynamic guitar learning. Log in every day to find a super fun 10-minute guitar challenge that rotates between the five essential categories of guitar improvement. Here's a recent 5-star review from Wanda A. Tony has a way of making learning guitar something you look forward to, rather than dreading practice. I'm still in the beginning of my journey and find his lessons are very easy to understand. The community is a big plus to TAC as well. I am so happy to be here. To see why Tony's Acoustic Challenge has a 4.9 star rating from over 574 reviews, visit guitarchallenge.com or click on the link in the description. Now, very important announcement I have to make. I am not here alone. Of course, the man, the myth, the legend is with me, Sir Noah Jacob Heckman Jr. I. How are you doing today?
Morning, Tony.
Good morning to you.
How are you?
I'm fantastic. I absolutely love your shirt, by the way. I'm a huge fan of that shirt.
I know.
Can you tell the folks where you actually picked up that shirt?
Well, it's. I know they can only see the yellow, and if I can try to get part of it here. But it is. I picked this up at the Billy Strings concert that we attended at the Pine Creek Lodge a couple, is that 2 weeks ago now?
It feels like forever ago. Like feels like a lifetime ago.
Some days ago. But it was yes, that's where I got it. And I got to say, this shirt is not a, there's a skull at the bottom. It's got some like disembodied floating hands and some orange fountain stuff that could be blood. It's not, I'm not allowed to wear this in my house.
Well, I'm excited you decided to wear it today. Now, Noah, quickly, on the topic of strings, you know, as a bass player, I've heard a lot of urban myths about, oh, bass players love dead strings, bass players boil their strings. What's your take on bass strings? Do you play them until they're totally dead? Do you like new strings?
Okay, not now. Every player has their own little idiosyncrasies. Is that the right term? Can I say idiosyncrasy?
I think so, sure.
The ways that they do things, and I don't even remember the whole story of how I got there, but here's what I know. I've never boiled my strings.
Okay.
I've never let my strings go, like when I was regularly playing, I never let them go longer than 6 months max.
Okay.
But I also kind of fell into this feel, And I think it was a mixture of the tone that I got from Elixir strings specifically.
Okay.
But between the Elixir strings and I also use Fast Fret. I'm a fan. Or the Accelerate. I went from Fast Fret to Accelerate.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's just, it's the this, I feel like I can really just know the strings, and mm-hmm. I've done that for years and haven't even changed.
That's just like, if it ain't broke, don't fix it.
Right.
Just go for it.
Now, I will say, you could use, you know, like different kinds of strings if you want to go for a different tone for a particular style of song.
Sure.
But that's just me.
Nice. Interesting. I have to change mine like every 2 weeks because I play a ton, and I have this caustic sweat. It's like acid. I feel like a superhero in some regards because I think everything I touch, it just will burn through. But I just eat up strings like nobody's business. But the Fast Fret or the Accelerate, those two products actually do extend the life if it's like an uncoated string. So I like those products as well.
Can I add one more weird thought?
Yeah.
That also might make me a guitar geek or bass geek?
Yeah.
I actually wash my hands before I play every time.
That's a smart move.
It's just what I do. It doesn't matter where I'm at. I wash my hands before I play.
It cuts down on the dirt buildup.
Absolutely.
I love it. Well, Noah, I want to dig right in. We've got a really important announcement. In fact, we'll be hearing from our Acoustic Tuesday correspondent in Las Vegas here in a second. But I forgot something. I forgot that we were supposed to wish everybody in the States a happy 4th of July last episode.
Ooh, right.
And I had something special planned, and I totally forgot. So I want to wish you all in the States here a happy belated 4th of July. And we hired somebody to perform a song for you. It was very special. It's kind of this long ordeal. We had to take him all over the United States to film this music video that he made specifically for you. So without further ado, I want to introduce you to our special guest with the initials HH, and I'll have him go ahead and take it away with the 4th of July celebration.
Your vitamins, be true to yourself, true to your country, be a real American.
All right, well, let's give it up for Hulk Hogan. I found that last week and I was so excited to share it with everybody because I thought it was funny, and it combines some of the things from my childhood, like road trips with my folks and wrestling. Not that I ever wrestled with my folks on the road trips, it was two interests that I held. And then to top it all off, when I found out Rick Derringer actually wrote that tune, that's what totally blew me away. Because Rick Derringer, along with Johnny Winter, was one of my first guitar heroes.
Mm.
So it's just like, it was a full circle moment, and I had to share it with you all. Plus, I mean, Hulk Hogan's huge. I think he was standing on top of Mount Rushmore. Is that true?
He was behind.
Oh, he's behind it.
Yeah, he was like one of the heads. Yeah. They made it look like he was an addition.
For those listening on the podcast, just look up Hulk Hogan, I'm a Real American, and I'll just leave it at that. Moving right on down the line, I do have a real correspondent that I want to throw the show over to here in just a second, and a little story behind this. So The response from the Heartbreaker Guitars newscast was awesome. So thank you guys for digging into that. Thank you for watching. And of course, thank you to Brendan for putting that together. I'm super excited to make that a regular part of the show. But we put our heads together and thought, man, it'd be cool to single out one guitar. So we thought we'll do the Holy Grail guitar of the month. And then I emailed Brendan back after he shot this upcoming this segment, and I said, how about Heartbreaker Guitar of the Month? Because as we know, guitars can very much function as heartbreakers. So lo and behold, this is our first crack at the Heartbreaker Guitar of the Month. So I'm gonna kick it over to Brendan, and he'll share with you a very special instrument.
Hey guys, what's going on? It's Brendan from Heartbreaker Guitars reporting from the front lines of Acoustic Tuesday. I'm here in the Heartbreaker Lounge with my trusty pooch, Toby the Beagle here, who's cleaning the furniture. And we are about to introduce you to the Holy Grail Guitar of the Week. This week, we've got the Dana Bourgeois LDBO Presentation Series. And guys, this thing is freaking lights out. Isn't going to do a presentation series and have it not be awesome. Okay, so this thing, where do I start? It's got an aged tone Adirondack spruce over Brazilian rosewood. Let's take a closer look. Okay, as mentioned, we've got an aged tone Adirondack spruce with a rich, dark tobacco burst finish. I mean, take a look at that. It's incredible. We've got a Brazilian rosewood bridge with the Pau Abalone inlay on the sides there with bone bridge pins. We've got this cool custom pick guard here. Okay, Brazilian rosewood back and sides, guys. Look at that. Now Dana handpicked this Brazilian rosewood and he tone tapped and paired this Brazilian rosewood with this aged tone top. And I'm telling you, for a little guitar, it's an LDBO based on the old Gibson 00. This thing is just a sound machine. It's a beast. It's loud. It's articulate. It's got that Brazilian rosewood thing. I mean, it's just incredible. Okay, so you've probably noticed by now this crazy inlay. Now, this is not a fingerboard. This is actually, there's ebony on here, but it's layered with this Pau Abalone inlay, which they call swimming pools. Because they look like rectangular little pools, and they've cut out the ebony and they lay it into the fingerboard. Okay, you've got a Brazilian rosewood peghead overlay with a cool inlay there. And yeah, actually, James from Bourgeois Guitars came out to our shop. He is the foreman out there at Bourgeois Guitars, and we talked a little bit about this guitar, him and Mike did. So let's go to that clip real quick and hear what he had to say.
We have James here to share with us, you know, all the specs and all the cool things about this really incredible guitar, man. Tell me about this, man.
Well, this is a very, very special guitar. This is a limited edition. It's an LDBO body shape, and it's made with Brazilian rosewood and Adirondack spruce. As you can tell, the fingerboard is really a striking feature of this guitar. And a lot of people have asked me about, you know, the playability and the sound of what that much inlay does to the guitar. It's actually a solid ebony fingerboard. You can see around the frets these black lines. It's solid ebony with kind of just some big what are called swimming pools cut out. But yeah, there were only a few of these made, and this is one of the nicest ones. It's a very special guitar.
So that was great. We want to thank James for coming out and telling us all about that guitar and visiting our shop. But anyway, guys, yeah, this is it. This is the Presentation Series Dana Bourgeois LDBO Custom Limited Edition. And one thing I didn't mention earlier, it's got this 38 style abalone purfling. Just gorgeous. So anyway, guys, that is the Holy Grail Guitar of the Week. I want to thank you for watching. Thanks to our Acoustic Tuesday friends out there. And Tony Policastro, this is Brendan and Toby the Beagle signing off from the Heartbreaker Lounge. Tony, back to you.
All right, if you happen to be interested in that guitar or have questions or whatnot, please reach out to Brendan at Heartbreaker Guitars. And of course, visit them on the website, their website, heartbreakerguitars.com. Reach out on Facebook, Instagram. They do all the social things, and they have a beautiful showroom, as you can tell just by that single guitar. That's just one example of the many amazing guitars they have in stock. I've got this upcoming trip to Vegas, and I'm super excited to go to Heartbreaker Guitars and check out their stock. And just seeing this video alone, I think I'm going to be in major trouble when I go there. So I want to thank Brendan, I think. And I think Toby's doing a great job of holding down the fort, Toby the Beagle. I love that he makes an appearance in the videos. Pretty awesome. So again, thanks, Brendan, for joining the Acoustic Tuesday family and showing off some really killer guitars. Again, if you have questions, go ahead and reach out to Brendan. He is a wealth of knowledge and a true, true guitar geek. Now, moving on, before we go any further, I want to know what you think of the show so far. So please leave a comment below and make sure to include where you're tuning in from. And as you leave that comment, ask yourself the very important question, have I subscribed to the Acoustic Life YouTube channel yet? Because if you haven't, it's super easy. Hit the red subscribe button. Don't forget to click that little gray bell. That'll give you a notification of each and every new Guitar Geek video that gets released so you don't miss out on any of the goodness. And one very important favor I have to ask of you watching right now. If you could please like this episode of Acoustic Tuesday right here on YouTube. Why, you ask? Well, it's simple. The whole point of Acoustic Tuesday is to unite guitar geeks. When you like the show on YouTube, it actually helps expose it to other guitar geeks because it comes up in suggested videos and things like that. So go ahead and like this episode. That would be a big favor to us and all guitar geeks across the world because, well, we just want to unite guitar geeks and feel good about our guitar journeys. Now, I want to get to this book that my folks sent me for Christmas, but before I do that, I want to turn things over to Noah. Noah, there was a couple comments you wanted to share. Maybe some new guitar days happening? Something along those lines?
Yes. I'd love to share a comment and even a small win.
Awesome.
So the comment today comes from Dr. Dave, who says, "Hey, Tony, I have so many reasons to celebrate this episode." And by this episode, he means AT95.
Mm.
He says, "First, I'm super pumped. Just want to point out that that's a Tonyism, at least over here. I'm super pumped that you liked what I sent in the mailbag."
Oh, I mean, just to remind everybody, it was a signed Molly Tuttle disc, and it said lots of love on it.
To Tony?
Yeah.
Was it that one?
Yeah, that one.
Okay. Yeah.
I just wanted to throw that out there.
I might just change my name to Tony. So Dr. Dave says, continues, "I also sent an Eagle card the last time I sent you albums, and you caught my double entendre with the Eagle Rare." By the way, the Opera House that you were talking about, it's pronounced Malk, which I think Malk. That's what he means.
Okay.
M-O-W-K.
Okay.
Malk.
I pretty much butchered it, yeah.
Malk Chunk is the old name of the town known as Jim Thorpe, and it's famous for the Carbon County Jail where the Molly Maguires were imprisoned and hung.
Oh.
The Malk Chunk Opera House also happens to be special to me. My brother volunteers there and usually is the man at the door. And it's small as well, a nice intimate venue. It is also where I saw Frank Sullivan and Dirty Kitchen live this year, and I just posted something about that because you announced that they would be featured in 1895. Also, the Opera House happens to be where I saw Mountain Heart just last Saturday night, part of the reason I couldn't make it to the Acoustic Life Festival this year, but it gets even better. It's hard to believe how many small wins you packed in 1895 for me.
Thanks for watching, Dr. Dave. Appreciate it, man. We missed you this year.
And a small win today comes from Sybdad, who says, "Just took a delivery of a Martin Custom Shop HD35, 1935 Sunburst top."
Beautiful.
And is stoked.
Oh, that's awesome. Thanks, Noah.
You're
appreciate
welcome.
That. Those are very newsworthy, Acoustic Tuesday newsworthy comments. I love it. I love clarifying of the pronunciation of the Opera House because I'm pretty sure I said Mouch Chunk.
Yeah.
We can lump that together with the is it Ashento Shan that
yes.
I said that's actually pronounced Akintoshan. It's a Scotch.
Well, in your defense, you do say when you're not sure that you say something correctly.
All right, let me zoom down to this book that I want to share with you that I think all guitar geeks should read, especially if you like the blues, especially if you like the mythology and the mystery that comes with blues. I'm talking like Delta blues singers. I'm talking Robert Johnson and figures of the like. Now, this book is entitled Portrait of a Phantom, and it's the story of Robert Johnson's lost photograph. It's written by Zeke Shine, and actually my folks sent this to me for Christmas this last year, and I'm just now digging into it, so I'm pretty excited about it, and I wanted to share it with all of you. Now, just so you know, Zeke is not just an author. In fact, Zeke, I would say, identifies more as a guitar geek. Zeke works at Rudy's Music in New York. And because I do my due diligence as a guitar geek, I found some footage of him playing. So first, let's get to know Zeke, and then I'll dig into the book. So here's a clip of him playing at the shop. So this book is extremely interesting because it takes you on a little bit of a journey. And rather than me try and explain it, I don't want to give anything away. I just want to read the inner description here on the inner flap. So here's what Zeke says in his own words. Music is the heart and soul of my community. It's our language and our common bond. Through music, we transform spaces, transcend time, comfort, awaken, and heal. Through music, we communicate with each other and our creator. I've spent half my life working at one of New York's top guitar shops, and in that time, I've befriended many of my musical heroes. In 2005, in an odd twist of fate, I stumbled upon a lost image of a legendary musician who inspired us all. While searching eBay for old guitars, I spotted what I believe to be a lost photograph of Robert Johnson, the guitarist who is said to have sold his soul at the crossroad in exchange for supernatural talent. For me, Johnson's music is as deep as it gets. I bought the photo hoping to authenticate it and share it with others. Looking back, it seems that the photo knew where it was going and that I was just along for the ride. Open this book and I promise to take you with us. And I gotta tell you, he delivers big time. You will enjoy this, so make sure to check it out. If you're interested in purchasing the book, please go to acousticlife.tv/1898. You'll see a purchase link there. And remember, all those links on acousticlife.tv are Amazon referral links, meaning we get a percentage of that sale, and then we go ahead and take that same exact percentage, pass it on to Guitars for Vets as a donation on behalf of all the guitar geeks that watch Acoustic Tuesday. Plus, there's also a link to a really cool article that delves a little bit deeper into the history of Zeke finding the photo and all that good stuff. And again, that's at acousticlife.tv/AT98. Now, coming up, I want to share with you this folk duo that I actually had the privilege to see a couple years back in Butte, of all places. But first, I want to dive into the mailbag because some really great stuff showed up. And Noah, I think you'll actually be pretty pleased at some of the arrivals. First, from Bernie, he wrote a really nice letter. I'm not going to read all of it, but I'm going to read some of it. He actually included this beautiful book, The Complete Book of Alternate Tunings by Mark Hansen, who's a phenomenal player. Bernie says this: "Hey, Tony, and of course Noah too, and even to the elusive Levi. We miss you, Levi. Come home. Greetings from a TAC member in Santa Fe, New Mexico. I was going to begin by saying that I hope you're all doing well, but less than 2 weeks out from ALF 2019, I'm sure all of you at TAC headquarters, including Allie, are on cloud nine, bursting with excitement, anticipation, and creativity. So yes, I already know that you're doing great. I had registered for ALF but had to cancel due to a variety of reasons. Boo-hoo! It's okay, though, because I know my memories and inspiration from ALF 2018, coupled with future Acoustic Tuesday shows, monthly guitar parties, periodic challenges, love the recent 5-day bass walk challenge, academy offerings, and of course the community forum input, not to mention daily lessons, will easily carry me to Acoustic Life Festival 2020. Now, Tony, to my main reason for writing, it seems to me that in recent months you have offered more lessons on alternate tunings than usual, a development I have enjoyed a lot, and judging from the community's input, I'm not alone. Thanks a bunch. Hope to encourage you to continue in this direction through challenges or the academy or one-off YouTube lessons, however else it suits you. I've enclosed a copy of Mark Hansen's The Complete Book of Alternate Tunings." The letter goes on to just kind of describe some of Bernie's input on alternate tunings and things like that, but I just want to thank Bernie for taking the time to send an awesome book. I've dug into this book. I really dig it. I've dug into it and I dig it. And I think you'll be excited to hear about some lessons that are coming, not only to Tony's Acoustic Challenge, but also to the Acoustic Tuesday show, actually next week. But more on that in a second. Let me keep going into the mailbag. This is from Ricky K. And this is awesome. So he included some things, but there's a great guitar geek story in here. He says, "Tony, Noah, and Levi, just want to say thanks for all your hard work with Acoustic Tuesday and Tony's Acoustic Challenge. I'm loving my acoustic life. Tony, I was finger walking in my local vinyl shop," and I love that term, finger walking, you know, flipping through the record bins, "and came across this gem and thought of you. There's a good chance you already own a copy. If so, then help Noah start his old school bluegrass collection." Well, Noah, I'm sorry. I can't help you start your old school bluegrass collection because I don't have this yet. This is Doc Watson and Chet Atkins, an album entitled Reflection, so I'm excited to dig into this. I was just looking at the track listing, and holy smokes, I didn't even know this existed. So thank you very much, Ricky. Next, he goes on to say, I have to say that I've put myself in quite the conundrum thanks to you guys. I had made a pledge to myself to not buy a new guitar until I reached my goal weight. Well, I recently listened to AT number 45 and am now expecting a Forster SSS model with torrified Adirondack top, mahogany back and sides, bog oak fretboard with a hand-rubbed sunburst. I have 12 to 18 months to lose that weight before the guitar arrives. That's a pretty cool incentive. I dig that. And he says, finally, being a bearded guitarist myself, I've included some oils and balm I used to make for some local salons. Alas, my 9-to-5 took over and I no longer keep that as a sidebar. I even threw in some mustache combs. Give one to Noah in the hopes he'll defy his wife and bring the greatness back. Thanks again from this Houston-based guitar geek, Ricky K. And he did. He delivered big time. I mean, we've got some beard balm, some beard oils, and Noah, I'll give one of these to you later, some mustache combs.
Thank you.
Just to provide some motivation for it.
Thank you.
So thanks to both Ricky and Bernie for sending some stuff in the mailbag for us to indulge in and enjoy. Now, I want to keep cruising along here. Am I on the artist already? Oh my gosh, Noah, we're flying today. So let's talk about what I'm listening to this week. Actually, what we are listening to here at the studio. In fact, I first have to say, I cannot specifically point out one individual that recommended this particular duo, but I can say this. There were 16 separate individuals that have recommended this artist, this group. And I thought that was pretty telling of how awesome they are, how awesome I think they are, and how much you need to know about them. The group is Mandolin Orange. Yes, Adam Marlin and Emily France create Mandolin Orange, and they are fantastic. They just released a new album this year, February 2019. And to give you a quick taste of what they sound like, let's listen to the tune Golden Embers.
Like an old friend, kinder than expected. That Cadillac came, gave our girl a ride. Loss has no end.
As I scoured the internet to find out more about Mandolin Orange, I came upon this beautifully written quote on their website, and I thought, rather than me try and, you know, shapeshift this into something that I can say, I'm just going to read it directly from their site. So here's the quote off of the site. Mandolin Orange's music radiates a mysterious warmth. Their songs feel like whispered secrets, one hand cupped to your ear. The North Carolina duo have built a steady and growing fan base with this kind of intimacy, and on Tides of a Teardrop, their newly released album, it is more potent than ever. By all accounts, it's the duo's fullest, richest, and most personal effort. You can hear the air between them, the taut space of shared understanding as palpable as a magnetic field that makes their music sound like two halves of an endlessly completing thought. Singer-songwriter Andrew Marlin and multi-instrumentalist Emily France have honed this lamp glow intimacy for years. And I think that's just a perfect statement, that lamp glow intimacy. Whitney and I actually had a chance to see them, I want to say 2 years ago, in Butte, of all places. Butte's about 90 miles, a little bit less than 90 miles, west of Bozeman, where Acoustic Life Studios is located. And we saw them in this old church, the Covelite Theater. And it was just a glorious evening. Eli West opened up the show, and then Mandolin Orange came on, and just... I was just hanging on every single note, every single riff, every single little mandolin run. It was a great evening, and they're a band that I think you should all go see live, and you will not be disappointed because it's just beautiful music. And to further prove my point, I wanted to feature one of my favorite songs, "Hey Stranger." So without further ado, here's that song.
Danger down the line, you'll find heartache and trouble in all your good time and rowdy ways. I tell you no lie, there's no burden greater in life. Sweet
So you might be asking yourself, well, I like these folks. What should I listen to? Well, I've got four albums that I've selected that I think you should definitely put some time in because they are fantastic collections of music. Now, they have more than this, but these are ones that I find myself going back to time and time again. First released in 2013, This Side of Jordan. And then in 2015, Such Jubilee, which is one of my personal faves of all time. Following that, just a year later in 2016, Blind Faller. And then just recently, February of this year, 2019, Tides of a Teardrop. So make sure to check them out. And of course, to learn more about them, please visit acousticlife.tv/1898. There's links to buy their albums. You can see those full performances. And of course, a link to their website to see if they're coming to a town near you. I strongly recommend, as I said before, to please see these folks live. It's kind of one of those moments where you're like, I can't believe I'm here in the same room listening to this music. It's just magical stuff. And as a guitar geek, you need to be present for that. All right. Wow. We're almost through here. I got to get to your Guitar Geek trivia, but quick reminder that Acoustic Tuesday is brought to you by Tony's Acoustic Challenge. Tony's Acoustic Challenge is a program like you've never seen before for the acoustic guitar. To learn how it can take your playing to the next level, please visit guitarchallenge.com or go ahead and click the link down in the description below. Now, to wrap things up here, we've got to reiterate your Guitar Geek trivia question, and then I got to give you the answer. And I think you're going to find this answer pretty surprising, and I've even included a little video treat for you. So, just a quick reminder of the question. On June 20th, 2019, David Gilmour of Pink Floyd auctioned off 127 instruments from his collection. Which acoustic instrument fetched the whopping sum of $1,095,000? Was it A, a 1958 Gibson Country Western, B, a 1963 Gibson Everly Brothers J180, C, a 1971 Martin D12-28, or D, a 1969 Martin D35? Well, if you answer D, the 1969 Martin D35, you're absolutely correct. David Gilmour's Martin D35 from 1969 fetched the princely sum of $1,095,000 at auction. Gilmour's Martin D35 is immortalized for its part in Wish You Were Here, the classic title track of Pink Floyd's 1975 follow-up album To the Dark Side of the Moon. Along with Shine On You Crazy Diamond, which bookended the album, in 2003, Gilmour was asked by Guitar Player magazine which of his many guitars had the most songs attached to it. And he says, quote, "I guess it would be my Martin D35. In the same year, Gilmour was a guest on Desert Island Discs, the long-running BBC Radio 4 show. When host Sue Lawley inquired what his luxury Desert Island item would be, Gilmour said that he would take his Martin D35. And this is the best quote. "To me, it's not a luxury," he explained. "It's an essential. Life is impossible without a guitar." I like to agree with that statement. Now, I thought this was so profound, I had to do a little bit more digging on the auction, and I found this wonderful video clip of him kind of describing his guitar collection, and I just want to share that with you right now because it's so cool to hear it from somebody who is really in touch with their love of guitar and music as a whole. So here it is.
In this sale are guitars that have given me a tune. So a lot of them have earned their keep, you might say. So that fell out of this guitar in the control room of number 3 at Abbey Road in 75. The very first time I went to the States, which was sometime in 1968, TWA, who were transporting our gear, lost my Fender Telecaster that my parents had given me on my 21st birthday, never to be seen or found again. And so I had to go out and buy a guitar, and Manny's was already legendary, so I went to Manny's on 48th Street. Yeah, it's like a kid in a sweet shop. These guitars, they've given so much to me. It's time for them to move on to other people who hopefully will find joy and perhaps create something new.
All right, well, we've made the dough. We've rolled it out to an optimum thickness. We've cut that dough into little tiny noodles and made nests of this beautiful dough that we call Acoustic Tuesday. We've plunged these noodles into boiling water, slathered it in beautiful red sauce, and now we're ready to consume the noodles that are Acoustic Tuesday. Noah, how was that one for you?
I'm a little speechless.
Yeah, me too. It really went off the rails.
I wasn't sure if you were going to, like, do a lattice for, like, an apple pie
or
go the pasta route. somewhere in there.
See, what I was going for, like during the last video clip, I was like, is the sauce Acoustic Tuesday or are the noodles Acoustic Tuesday? Mm. And then I was like, well, maybe it's just the whole meal is Acoustic Tuesday. Bottom line, we've consumed Acoustic Tuesday and there's nothing left. So we have to take a sneak peek into next week to see what's going to happen on next week's episode of Acoustic Tuesday. Next week, a blues fingerstyle artist with a connection to a previous Acoustic Tuesday artist. Funny story that I cannot wait to share with you. We're going to have a look at Taylor Guitar's new body shape. Yes, they shipped us two guitars that I've been playing on and am really digging. And I'm going to give you a quick three-step guide to figure out any alternate tuning. Yes, one of the most curious topics, alternate tunings. I'm going to give you three things that you'll be able to do to instantly figure out any alternate tuning. That's going to happen next week on Acoustic Tuesday. Of course, remember, you can catch Acoustic Tuesday every Tuesday at 10 a.m. Mountain Time on YouTube. And of course, for your Acoustic Tuesday fix in between Tuesdays, please visit AcousticLife.tv, where much guitar geeky goodness awaits you. In fact, I recommend checking out AcousticLife.tv in between the hours of, say, after you get back from lunch at work, pretty much through the end of the day, as long as your boss doesn't see. We wish you the best week. Live your best acoustic life, and remember, guitar geeks unite. Cheers, and I'll see you next Tuesday.